Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, Howard Fuller was back in North Carolina last week promoting his new book called No Struggle, No Progress, A Warrior's Life from Black Power to Education Reform. And Fuller is now professor of education and director of the Institute for Transformation of Learning at Marquette University. But some North Carolinians remember Fuller as a community organizer in the 1960s and early 70s when he was leading poor people to demand fair treatment and to stand up to the establishment at every turn. He led marches and he founded Malcolm X Liberation University. Well, by the time he left, he says he was probably the most hated man in our state. But after leaving North Carolina, he became a political insider, serving in the cabinet of Democratic Wisconsin governor and as superintendent of the Milwaukee Public Schools. The mission of Fuller's Institute at Marquette is, quote, to support exemplary education options that transform learning for children while empowering families, particularly low-income families, to choose the best options for their children. Well, that sounds non-controversial, until Fuller explains that he is an advocate for state-funded vouchers for poor families. As a result, the former radical leader now finds himself in partnership with former adversaries as an advocate for school choice and vouchers. He says, quote, he is a novelty, an outspoken black man and former large system school superintendent who supported a growing movement that was largely championed by conservative white people. His book explains how his time in North Carolina and the experiences that followed led him to rethink his assumptions about the best ways to achieve the goals of the American Civil Rights Movement. Whatever you think of Fuller's political views, whether his radical ones in the 1960s North Carolina or his current pro-school voucher advocacy, his story is compelling. He grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana and Milwaukee, raised by a loving mother and grandmother whose guidance and confidence ensured that he was ready for college. A basketball scholarship to a formerly all-white small college opened other doors. And after graduate student came the North Carolina experience and then a visit to the revolutionary forces fighting for independence in Mozambique. Then he made his way back to Milwaukee, and by successfully working in the black community for the successful election of a Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate who had little organized black support, Fuller gained a cabinet position in state government. That experience led to other high-level jobs, including the highest at the Milwaukee schools and a wonderful job at Marquette. So, as you said, his advocacy for vouchers makes him an ally with conservative advocates. And Fuller's happy to find common ground with those he might oppose on other issues. But there is a danger. Fuller favors vouchers only for poor families. Many of his allies want to make them available without income limits or with income limits that wouldn't keep their constituents from taking advantage of the program. When Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker proposed completely eliminating the income gap, Fuller issued a warning. Quote, if the proposed changes were adopted, this is where I get off the train, unquote. Well, Fuller's risk is that the unlimited voucher train will have reached its destination before he gets off. This is D.G. Martin.